news and brief from Moscow. Moscow doubts that either side could deliberately unleash a war on the Korean Peninsula, but admits the possibility of spontaneous clashes, the Russian Foreign Ministry's ambassador-at-large Grigory Lagvinov told journalists on Tuesday. We do not think that either side could deliberately move to start hostilities, but given the current situation, there is a high probability of spontaneous clashes, which could cause the situation to collapse, he said. Nicosia and the troika of international lenders comprising the European Union, the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund clinched a new agreement on Tuesday, news reports said. The agreement stipulates the unfreezing of 10% of assets held by Bank of Cyprus depositors with more than 100,000 euros. The Cypriot side insisted on the unfreezing of 40%, something that aims to help raise 5.8 billion euros that Nicosia needs in order to get a 10 billion euro bailout from the EU and the IMF. Earlier, officials said that Bank of Cyprus depositors with more than 100,000 euros could lose up to 60% of their savings as part of the bailout agreed between Nicosia and the Troika last month. An internet corporation for assigned names and numbers, a global domain names registrar, has approved several dozens of fresh domain suffixes, including three Cyrillic ones. Websites with names ending in Rus, site and online are expected to be up and running by end April. This ends the news in brief from Moscow.